I'm involved with the Creven and Terman there myself, and we started off the refurbishment of the railway track there last year. Now, next week, we're starting out on phase two of that project, and then the county council will be coming back in on the heels of that with another €10,000 that the councillors give from their members' development fund for maybe, hopefully at that stage, we'll have up to maybe 2 or 2.5 kilometres of track completed in the Terman area.
We know that greenways across the country have been very successful, and cycling really is coming to the fore lately. It will be really important to push for that funding.
That's correct. I think the greenway in Mayo has been just an outstanding success. And when you go on holiday to places in Europe and you see the cycleways, the way they've built them into all the roads projects, cycling is a really popular sport at the moment. And I think, you know, the problem with it is that a lot of times the roads are not safe for the cyclists. And if we could have beautiful off-road tracks, I think it would be very popular.
So in terms of your response today from the council, are you happy enough going forward?
In fairness, I am. You know, the council has been very supportive of the project all the way through, and supporting the different groups that have been involved in it. Maybe the progress isn't as fast as we would like it to be, but the council can only work with the budgets that's available. In the last few years, or in the last year, there have been cross-border money, substantial European money for cross-border projects announced, and they're going to do the railway track from Derry to Cairn Donagh. You know, that's the kind of funding that we need for to tie up the missing pieces on the Burton Port to Letterkenny line.